where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A dock along the St. Clair River was extensively damaged by fire early yesterday afternoon. Sarnia Fire and Rescue says with the assistance from Imperial, Arlanxio, and the fire boat from Marysville Fire Department, the situation was quickly brought under control. Further details, including cause, were not immediately available. Sarnia police are appealing for the public's help in locating William Green. The 30-year-old is described as 5'11 with a thin build, brown eyes, and brown hair. Police say Green was last seen at around mid-afternoon yesterday in the area of Norman Street and London Road. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Sarnia Council has agreed to dissolve a homeless encampment at Rainbow Park. It won't happen, though, this month. After hearing from concerned neighbors and following a lengthy discussion, council decided in a 5-2 recorded vote it was in favor of the action, but would wait until after the May 6th meeting to enforce the task. Councillor Anne-Marie Gillis says by then they would have received advice from bylaw, legal, and the county social services teams.
Prior to that, obviously there is some cleanup that needs to be done in the short term. That will involve whatever agency needs to be involved that we have to employ to make that happen.
Further details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. A tender of just over $670,000 was accepted to build part of a new multi-use path along London Line. The path will be built between Blackwell Side Road and Old London Road. City staff are still negotiating plans with the MTO to facilitate a crossing for the London Line Highway 40 overpass. Council also awarded two road resurfacing contracts, a $1.35 million tender for asphalt resurfacing throughout the city, and just over $1 million to resurface Telfer Road from Michigan Line to Blackwell Road and Jackson Road to the curve just north of the 402 were approved. Sarnia's Sumac Lodge is now accepting admissions after necessary repairs have been completed. The Ministry of Long-Term Care says it has lifted its cease of admissions order. The order for the Blackwell Road facility took effect on December 6, 2023, and was based on the belief that there was a risk of harm to the health or well-being of residents of the home or persons who might be admitted as residents. Operations Manager Extendicare told Sarnia News Today that repairs have been made to the damaged walls, baseboards, door frames, and drywall plaster. Plumbing fixtures, damaged patio furniture, and a faulty keypad for the resident's spa have been replaced, and new flooring has been installed. And the city of Niagara Falls set a new world record during Monday's solar eclipse. The city, in partnership with Niagara Falls Tourism, says it broke the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as the sun, with 309 people sporting themed outfits on a Niagara City cruise. Mainly sunny this morning, a few clouds by the afternoon, winds out of the south-southwest, a high of 22. Few clouds for tonight, a low of 6. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 17. Mostly cloudy Thursday. Rain is likely. There is a risk of some thunderstorm activity as well. A high of 18.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.